Hello, everybody. Welcome to another Polly Pocket. I know I've used that reference before. A little pocket yoga nidra. This is, yes, a return back to the basics practice, but I find, I've said this before, I know that I have, the Polly Pocket sessions, the basic, maybe shorter sessions, can be the deepest, right? And they can be really helpful if you don't have a lot of time and you just need that little reset first thing, maybe to set the tone, a siesta in the afternoon, maybe when you get home from work, or it's an evening practice in the middle of the night when you don't feel like committing to, you know, a 45-minute session. Waffle aside, I know, I trust, and I'm going to ask you to do the same. You will find this session when you're meant to. Release any expectation. Just go with it. I heard a quote yesterday. It's somewhat relative here. Instead of focusing on what if, well, what if I can't fall asleep? What if my mind is wandering during the whole practice? What if this isn't the session that I'm meant to be doing? Focus on what is. Instead of the what if, come back to what is. You're listening to my voice in this moment. You're about to set up your nest. Maybe you're already there and you're like, Dawn, it's go time. Let's do this. What is? What are you grateful for in this moment? Notice your body breathing, your heart beating, this opportunity to practice, to connect with self. What is pretty friggin' awesome. So take as many moments now to get as comfortable in said nidra nest as you possibly can. So whatever is gonna work for you and make sense for you and serve you in this moment, in the what is, right? You want to support your entire body with those pillows and blankets, maybe eye masks, as if you were making yourself a little nest. Grab everything that you're going to need. Lay your body down. Yoga nidra is a systematic method of complete relaxation. And you can think of your practice as yoga for your brain or for your nervous system. A brain massage, as I always say. In Sanskrit, the word nidra means sleep, but it refers to that type of sleep with a full awareness, a full internal awareness. So during our practices, yes, the body can sleep, but the mind, specifically the subconscious, remains awake and aware, attuned to the practice and my guidance. So this in-between state refers to yogic sleep, or we've heard this one, the hypnagogic state, that sweet spot between awake and asleep. And here we quiet the, a lot of the time, overactive conscious mind, and then we gradually, one breath at a time, move into this meditative state of pure consciousness where brain waves slow down. You can finally surrender and rearrange and refresh on all levels, mental, physical, emotional, energetic. Your body's trillions of intelligent cells know exactly what to do here. So all you have to do, it's already done, is show up. Allow yourself to be guided to your place of deep healing and deep relaxation. Trust and know that you will come out on the other side restored and renewed. So this practice, this Polly Pocket, back to the basics practice, has such a gentle power to heal and shift areas of your life, because we're going to harness the power of your nervous system, which is the foundation for your overall health and well-being. All right, bit of a stack of waffles, but I'll never apologize for that. Let's begin. Make sure your body feels completely supported and cozy. Close down the eyes. Soften any strain. Let's take 3 collective communal deep breaths all together. So through the nose, long, slow, smooth, deep, smooth, said smooth, belly breath in. Through the mouth, a long exhale, release and let go. Again, through the nose, all the way down to the pelvic floor, then all the way up past the crown of your head. We'll hold this one once you get to the top. Keep holding. Through the mouth, sigh it out, unhinge the jaw, belly drops, let go. Last one, let's really set the tone through the nose, long and slow, deep and low, low belly to top of the head, fill, expand, nourish, and hold the breath. Stay soft in the body, shoulders down. Unclench. Through the mouth, a long exhale, sigh it out, release even further. Then rest in the rhythm of your breath. The breath able to soften back to its natural ebb and flow. And you are just relaxing into the simplicity of being breathed. Sense the warmth in your body. And deeply, deeply begin to welcome the weight of your body. Sense the warm weight of your heels rooting down heavy. The warm weight of your legs, your pelvis, the whole torso and spine sinking down, melting down. Feel the weight of your skull, the warmth of your head melting, merging down. And allow the eyes to soften even more into their sockets. Softening at the temples. Smoothing out through the forehead. And sensing the line, the length of the jaw. Releasing the jaw. Relaxing the tongue. And feeling the air flow in the nostrils. Taking another deep breath in here. Exhale, sigh it out now. Let your body sink down even heavier. Another deep breath in. Exhale, sinking even deeper, melting through the ground. And finally, exhale, sigh, release, empty out, let go. Feeling your whole body at rest now, sinking into the support that is being offered to you for you. Feel the body breathing naturally and allow your attention to be relaxed. It's time to bring a Sankalpa into your practice. A positive, heartfelt desire, a resolve. Take this moment now to allow your Sankalpa to present itself to you. Let it bubble up from the heart. A few words, maybe one word, in the present tense, an I or I am statement. I trust and love myself. I am free. I am heard. I am enough. I am aware of my old patterns. I choose to show up. When your Sankalpa comes to you, repeat it 3 times silently in your mind, knowing and trusting that this intention is like planting a seed, knowing, trusting it will flourish in the quiet but powerful, fertile soil of your being. Send your Sankalpa out on the next exhale. And on the next exhale, sense how deeply relaxed your body is, how heavy you feel, how cemented and secure. Feel the warm weight of the whole body, relaxed and letting go. Next, we're going to take this heavy relaxation, this warm weight, even deeper by mentally scanning the body. Rest your awareness on the body parts mentioned and take that heavy relaxation, that weighted warmth into each part named, starting at the point between the eyebrows, eyebrow center, heavy, relaxed, warm and weighted. The hollow of the throat, right shoulder joint, right elbow joint, the right wrist, tip of the right hand thumb, tip of the index finger, tip of middle finger, tip of ring finger, and tip of the right small finger. The right wrist, right elbow, right shoulder joint, hollow of the throat, left shoulder joint, left elbow, the left wrist, tip of the left thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, tip of left small finger, left wrist, elbow, shoulder joint, hollow of the throat, heart center, right side of the chest, heart center, left side of the chest, heart center, solar plexus, navel center, right hip joint, right knee, right ankle, tip of the right big toe, second toe, third, fourth, right small toe, right ankle, right knee, right hip joint, navel center, left hip joint, left knee, left ankle, tip of the left big toe, second toe, third, fourth, tip of left small toe, left ankle, left knee, left hip joint, navel center, the solar plexus, heart center, hollow of the throat, the point between the eyebrows, eyebrow center, feeling your whole body at total ease, the whole body heavy, relaxed, warm and weighted down. Feel your whole body at ease. And notice the gentle rhythm of your inhales and your exhales. This gentle, easy flow, like the ebb and flow of the tide flowing in to the shore and back out to the sea. Breath in and washing out. Breath in and out. Observe the natural breath and take these moments to relax the mind, to let go of any thoughts. Just allow them to float on by like clouds in the sky, not needing to follow their trail. Maybe even telling those clouds you'll think about them later. For now, you are relaxing your mind, taking a few minutes now in this place. Observe the in breath, then the out breath. Resting in this place where you can experience your true nature, which is peace and presence. So simply breathe. Be breathed. Simply be. And now from this deep, restful stillness, could you begin to welcome the background, the undercurrent of subtle sensation? What is your skin feeling, touching? Are there any emotions present? Textures, temperatures? Draw in some deeper breaths if you feel called, pulling in and out your vital energy, breathing all the way down to your toes, maybe giving them a little wiggle, maybe then taking your inhale to the fingertips, softly moving fingers and hands. Continue to stay in this sweet space of relaxation as you ever so gently begin to bring your awareness back to your body, to the room you're in, the surface below you. You could continue with deeper breaths and little micro to maybe macro movements, stretches. Perhaps you roll to your side, to your belly, or rise to a seat. Pause and allow this experience of yoga nidra to continue to saturate your essence. Now bring back into your mind your sankalpa, from heart to mind. Repeat it 3 more times, watering the seeds of your heart's desire. Allow the breath to become even deeper, and in your own time, mindfully open your eyes, open your heart, and open to whatever is in this moment, choosing what is over what if. Stay open. Start here. Our practice of yoga nidra is now complete. Namaste, my friend.